How would they say that?
Black.
Uh-huh. What about bear?
And this would be barefoot coffee.
Uh-huh.
And,
people used to say that around here?
Mm-hmm. I do yet. I'll take it straight.
Uh-huh.
Or just take it back.
Uh-huh. Or I'll take it, what milk I'll take it.
Or I will take it with all the fixings.
Uh-huh.
It's cream and sugar.
You'd say most people, some people eat cornflakes dry, but most people like them.
With cream and sugar.
Uh-huh.
Or milk and sugar.
Huh?
Or with milk and sugar.
Uh-huh. And you tell a child, now, you can eat what's put before you, or you can just do
without.
And now when you're eating chicken, there's a bone like this.
Pulley bone.
Okay. Any stories about that?
Yeah.
What?
The one who got the pulley bone. You see how does it go? You would hold it under the table, and your partner over here would break it in two.
Mm-hmm.
You would pull the pulley bone and break it in two.
Mm-hmm.
And whoever come out with the shortest piece would get married first. And then you would put the bone up over the door, and the first young man that walked in the door, that would be when you get married to.
You mean the broken off?
Yes. Yeah. Your piece of bully bone, or you can put them both up there. And that'd be your husband to be.
Mm-hmm.
But it don't turn out that way.
You tried that?
It don't turn out that way. I tried it.
You say, well, I don't know exactly how far away it is, but it's just a
short ways.
Okay. Say if you've been traveling and still had about 500 miles to go, you'd say you still had a
long ways to go.
Okay. And if something was very common and you didn't have to look for it in a special place, you'd say, oh, you can find that just about
anywhere.
And if someone slipped and fell this way, you fell over
backwards.
And this way?
Fell on his face.
Not backwards, but
on his face.
Uh-huh. Another way of saying that, he fell
on his belly.
Or he didn't fall backwards, he fell
over.
Or
forward.
Uh-huh. And say if you've been fishing and I asked you, did you catch any fish, you might say no. What a one. No.
No, no one.
Uh-huh. Did you ever say nary one?
Not a nary one.
Uh-huh.
Plenty of times.
And you say wheat is tied up into a
bundle.
And the bundles are piled up into a
pile.
Uh-huh. Or a
shock.
Okay. And talking about how much wheat you raise to an acre, you'd say we raise 40?
Bushel.
Okay.
40 bushel.
And what do you have to do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
Thresh them.
Okay. So you say that oats.
We have threshed our oats, and we made so many threshed bushels.
Uh-huh. You say oats, what, threshed oats?
Uh-huh. So many bushels of threshed oats.
Uh-huh. We said that oats is thrashed, or oats are thrashed, or...
Oh, let's see. Oats is thrashed, or the oats are thrashed. I mean, you'd say that. Is or are? Are?
Uh-huh.
The oats is thrashed.
Uh-huh.
Am I wrong? How bad wrong am I?
It's not. People just say it different.
And,
different areas.
So, we have dug the potatoes.
Uh-huh.
And we made so many bushels.
Uh-huh.
And we have put so many hogs in the field. And we turned the cows in this morning, maybe three or four.